Item 1306, grant residential solid waste, recycling, and composting collection franchises in the city.
Hello, Director Armstrong. What are we looking at here?
So I'm Michael Armstrong with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Commissioners, the ordinance in front of you would authorize a franchise agreement with the solid waste haulers, and that's essentially the regulatory framework through which garbage, recycling, and compost get collected at single-family homes up through four-unit complexes. The proposed franchise generally would continue that arrangement. There are a few suggested modifications that I'll describe in just a second. We think the current relationship that we have, that the city has with the haulers, is working quite well and deserves to be continued. Earlier this year, City Council directed us to begin a review of this franchise. And just for context,
can you put the mic closer to you?
Sure. Yep. There we go. Just for history, the residential system was first franchised in 1992. A 10-year agreement was put into place then. It included a reopener at year five to make any modifications that were needed, revisit whether it was delivering, and then a new 10-year agreement was put into place. And so each time there's been this reopener at year five, that's where we are now. If you were to approve this franchise, it would go into effect for 10 years, again with the reopener at five, so that if any point the city wants to change, the haulers have at least 5 years' notice. They make long-term capital investments, and that gives them some regulatory certainty around that. Again, for context, the franchise essentially is the way the garbage gets collected. And so by comparison, in some cities, it's municipal employees who actually do the collection. In other places, the city contracts with one or in some cases, a small number of haulers. The system that's been in place here is a franchise arrangement with service territories by geography. We have 19 private companies that collect the garbage, recycling, and composting. The intent of that system is to make it both affordable, efficient, and enable effective collection across the city. So again, the franchise puts into place the framework for that. This doesn't govern the specifics of the program. So issues about how frequently is garbage collected, what do you do with food scraps, those are decisions that council has the ability to make at any time. And we typically do that as part of the rate setting process, but you retain that ability throughout. This is simply the underlying framework for it. The proposed franchise includes a small number of changes from the current franchise. Two of these are small but important. I want to make sure you're aware of them. One change requires the haulers to provide data and financial information to the city a little bit earlier in the year, and the intent of that is so that we can work with the Portland Utility Review Board and have a little more time for them to be engaged in that process. It's always a time crunch, and so we're trying to build in a little extra review time as part of the rate setting process. A second change also addresses the rate setting, and this change would allow the averaging of revenue from recycling over a couple of years. So you may recall that Portland customers receive a credit on their garbage bills for the amount of recycling on average that is collected, and that credit is tied to the market prices for recyclables, and it can be quite volatile, so it jumps quite a bit from year to year. This proposed change to the franchise would let us average that over time, so we still would capture the full benefit of the value of the recyclables, but it would be less volatile, so you wouldn't see such sharp jumps or drops in the rate. We think it's a little more manageable, both for the haulers and for residents in terms of the rate making. There are a few other changes that are essentially housekeeping. I'm happy to go into details if you want those. As part of the initial resolution directing us to begin this, you asked us to conduct a process, work with PURB, work with the haulers, take public comment. We have done those things, and those are reflected in the proposed agreement that's in front of you. I know there's a representative from PURB here, as well as from the haulers, and I'm happy to answer questions if you have those now, or we can wait for their testimony.
So I had one question. The credit for recyclables, that doesn't show up as a line item on our bills.
Correct. It? Okay. It's a line item in the rate setting process. So as we're developing the information that goes into the rates, as you consider those, you'll see it there as a credit, although in some cases recently it's been a very small credit because it's really jumped around.
I'm just wondering, without knowing what the burden would be on the companies to produce bills with you know, sort of a line item. I think it's a great sort of way of inducing people to even do more, to know that they're benefiting their bottom line, but also doing a great thing.
And that's something that we can certainly look into, and maybe if haulers are here and want to comment on the practicality of that, but I think that intent is you know, right on.
So you'll stick around?
I will.
All right. Let's. We've invited testimony. We have John Gibbon from PERB and whoever else has signed up.
We also have Dave White and Mike Dewey.
You're right, Mr. Dewey. Welcome back. Mr. Gibbon, would you like to begin?
Thank you, Your Honor. My name is John Gibbon. I'm the West Side representative from PERB. Basically, we're here in support of this. We had a subcommittee of PERB follow the entire negotiation and discussion on the reopener. They were actively involved in it, and at last month's PERB meeting, several proposals were brought to us, and we had quite a bit of discussion about issues that had come up, recommendations from our subcommittee that was being added into this, and we had a good discussion on that and basically came out in support of this. There were a couple proposals. The PERB had a dead even 6-6 vote or 3-3 vote on, so that was a good thing, I think, because PERB really
engaged.
Engaged, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gibbon. Mr. White.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and council members. My name is Dave White. I am regional representative for the Oregon Refuse and Recycling Association. And in that position, I represent the Tri-County Council, which is the local industry association that includes the city's franchise collection companies. And I'm speaking today on their behalf. As you know, back in July, you directed BPS to start the review process. And at the time, I testified that we were looking forward to working with both BPS staff and PERB to engage in that review process. And we have since had the opportunity to do that. We've had a number of meetings with BPS staff, and we had the opportunity to come to the PERB meeting where they discussed the franchise and had an opportunity to provide input. So we really do appreciate that process and the opportunity to comment. So the good news today is that we support the changes to the franchise that have been proposed by PPS and that are included in the ordinance that is before you today. We believe that the partnership between the city and its franchised haulers that is established in the franchise is a cost-effective and efficient system for providing solid waste recycling and composting collection services to the city's residents. We are proud that our efforts have helped the city implement the Portland Recycles Plan and make progress toward its waste recovery and sustainability goals. We ask that you accept the BPS recommendation to continue the franchise system and that you approve the new franchise ordinance. I would like to mention just quickly that David McMahon, I don't know if you saw, was in the audience. He's from Cloudburst Recycling. He was here to testify briefly for his appreciation, also for the process and support for the franchise. He had to leave. So he asked me to convey that to you. And of course, if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Thank you.
Mr. Dewey, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. Mike Dewey on behalf of Waste Management. Let me say that the franchise is a model for the rest of the nation. We compete with Seattle and San Francisco primarily for who has the best recovery rates in the nation. So that is a testament to what you're doing and what staff is doing. Waste Management had been a disposal company. We are now a materials recovery company, in part because of what's happening in the markets in Portland. This franchise allows stability for the customer and for the companies, as it was presented earlier about capital investments to make those over a period of time. There's uniformity, and there's innovation by virtue of the franchise. The franchise allows us to make investments in compressed natural gas facilities. We do that in Northeast Portland. We now have 22 trucks. 50-plus will be in the rotation. We are now looking at our facilities in Washington County, where we have a hub of about the same number of trucks and looking at the same feasibility. And as you're aware, compressed natural gas reduces NOx by about 35%, actually 50%, and greenhouse gas emissions about 25%. So we get the innovation and we get uniformity and stability by having the franchise. I want to speak very briefly to the recyclable change. Those markets, and I'm not directly involved in the business, but I hear from the experts that those markets change considerably over a short period of time, in part where the international market is. And the two-year average makes sense, so you don't see the volatility in these credits. So I think that is a very good thing to have happen. Last, let me say that we appreciate working with your staff. They are fine people, they are professionals, and they're always accessible. And we do appreciate that. So in summary, we support the proposal before you. Thank you. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate your work, your testimony. Anyone else wish to testify on this matter? All right. This is a non-emergency ordinance and moves to further.
I just wanted to comment while Mr. White and Mr. Dewey are here. I so appreciate the partnership with our HOLAs and the professionalism with which you do your job and the way that you collaborate with the Bureau. So, and thank you very much for the Bureau for all of your work. Sorry.
No, we're in recess until tomorrow.